What we're going to allow is an amendment process. It's four separate bills. It will be in one rule to be put on the floor, and everybody will be able to vote their own conscience in their own district. They can vote up or down on the Israel aid, the Ukraine aid, the Indo-Pacific, and then this separate package that we have with other national security measures.
And
it's basically the Senate bill,
yes,
but they put it into bite-sized chunks.
Yeah, cut up.
Yeah. All right. And with House Speaker Mike Johnson's unveiling of three pivotal bills aimed at bolstering support for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, the political landscape is fraught with tension and anticipation as divisions within the party loom large and external pressures mount as well. And on the JR Morning Live line, let us welcome in Ryan Smeltz. He is Fox News radio correspondent and WJR contributor for the latest information. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Lloyd.
So this Ukraine funding is really divided Republicans. You got some advocating for support against Russian aggression. Others are resisting foreign aid. What's going on?
Right. So Speaker Johnson is separating all of these bills. You have a bill that would go to Ukraine, a bill that would go to Taiwan, and a bill that would go to Israel. And essentially what's going to happen is that the House is going to vote on each of these separately. And for the most part, what's in these bills is exactly what President Biden had requested in his emergency supplemental request. So in many ways, they're giving the White House what they want, but they're doing it their way, which is to vote on each one of these bills separately. And it looks like Democrats are coming on board, too. But as you mentioned, this is becoming something that's becoming very contentious amongst Republican circles, and it might cost Johnson his job.
Well, how does the border play into this?
Well, so there is going to be a separate border bill. I do not know if they're going to be tied together or not. But it pretty much the Republicans are going to write their own border legislation. They're going to vote on that separately, and they might incorporate that into whatever they're going to send over to the Senate. So they're going to try to put in provisions from the bill called H.R. 2, which is a bill that Republicans passed last year that brings back a lot of Trump-era policies like Remain in Mexico, ending catch and release. But that bill has been sitting in the Senate, and Leader Schumer has no interest in taking it up.
Ryan, Marjorie Taylor Greene has been a thorn in Mike Johnson's side. These bills are coming up, and then she proposes these amendments. Can you talk about those?
Yeah, so Speaker Johnson is going to have an open amendment process to add certain legislation or certain amendments to any piece of final package that they want to go through. So she's going to try to put some stuff in there. She's put a couple of them in there she posted one last night that would say if you vote for the bill, you have to enlist in the Ukrainian army or something like that. But that's kind of what we can expect from the amendment process is just lawmakers try to put their own bills in there, and then they'll have a top-to-bottom vote on each of those after that.
So how many Democrats at this point have said that they are willing to avoid chaos and dysfunction to oppose any motion to vacate? Should it come to that? And would she do that ahead of the foreign aid bill to scuttle it? Or will she let the foreign aid bill be debated and then punish him after or attempt to?
Well, I'm very happy you asked that second question because we got an answer from Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday evening in a press gaggle. She said that she will not be bringing that foreign aid bill to the floor. She will not be bringing the motion to vacate or triggering the motion to vacate vote until after this vote goes down. And she even said one of the reasons she's doing that is because she wants to see how everybody votes on this. So we're not going to see that, at least based on what she said so far, we're not going to see that until after the vote.
And the vote's probably going to be Saturday? Is that if you give it the 72-hour rule?
Correct. That's the plan, is to have Saturday evening votes. In terms of your other question, the number of Democrats we have at least one Tom Suozzi, who is a hard no on the motion to vacate, no concessions. Democrats are having a meeting at 9:00 Eastern time today, and we'll see if they make an agreement to defend Johnson as long as these bills stay the way they are.
Well, and then the question becomes, what do they ask for in return?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's given them what they've been asking for, which is a vote on all three of these bills. So in many ways, he's already done his part.
Does Marjorie Taylor Greene have Republican support for her motion to vacate?
She only has two that are hard yeses right now. That's her and that's Congressman Thomas Massie from Kentucky, who this week decided to sign on to the motion to vacate. What he's asking Johnson to do is to go ahead and resign, but have like a planned resignation similar to what John Boehner did. where he announces it in conference, they elect a new speaker, and then he resigns after they elect the speaker because he does not want to go through the same process again.
Has anybody, you know, come along, or have they talked about anybody who could be the speaker if Johnson is removed?
There's been some names floated around, but I think Republicans are kind of hesitant to talk about it. If it's the case, I mean, I remember having a conversation with Leader Scalise in a one-on-one interview, I believe a month or two ago, and I even asked him, would you want the job again, or would you be interested in the job still? And he kind of dodged and said that he's just focused on being the minority leader, or majority leader, I should say.
Back to these MTG amendments. You must join the Ukrainian military if you vote for this. How about the one for Israel, the development of space laser technology for the southwest border? These are out there amendments, to say the least.
Right, yes. And members of Congress are going to vote on each of them. So I don't think it's likely that a lot of these amendments will pass, but it is a way to stall, it's a way to message, and it's a way to get attention, and certainly she's going to be able to do that.
Let's talk about Mike Johnson's spine here. I mean, in the face of all of this, he said, look, I would rather be on the right side of history and risk being on the wrong side of Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, and this is somebody who was hesitant to vote for Ukraine-related bills before. He's always been kind of a deficit hawk ever since he got into Congress. But I think one thing Johnson has alluded to over the last couple of days was how he's kind of encouraged some of these members to go into these intelligence briefings that he's been getting when it comes to the situation in Ukraine. And Johnson has been very adamant. He said this yesterday, that he is very concerned about Vladimir Putin invading Poland if he takes Ukraine. He said that he has a son who's about to start school at the Naval Academy. And he's extremely concerned about the prospect of American troops going over there at some point. So it was quite a stark contrast to how he's talked about this issue in the past. And he seems very concerned about what could happen in Ukraine if Vladimir Putin takes it over.
Well, and there could be some political payment for that, too, mm-hmm. for Republicans if Ukraine falls.
He also seems really genuine, like not a flip-flopper. Like he learned some new information about this, and now this is what he believes.
Right, yes. And I would like to maybe ask that question of Johnson down the road is, you know, how did you change your stance on this? Or was it always the stance you had, but now you're just a little bit more passionate about giving Ukraine that aid? But it is a very unique situation, and he certainly has been very passionate about the idea of not allowing Ukraine to fall, and of course he's always been very passionate when it comes to Israel, and he has tried to do some things like a pay for, trying different ways to not have this just be a blank check, as some Republicans will call it, and that's kind of been his compromise here. He's trying to implement a loan program for Ukraine, and he's also trying to use what's called the Repo Act, which is a bill that would allow the United States to pay for Ukraine aid using frozen Russian assets, so you're not just using the Treasury.
Ryan Smeltz, Fox News Radio correspondent and WJR contributor. Always a pleasure having you here, sir.
Hey, thank you, Lloyd, and everybody. Thank you.
All right. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, they were talking about it on TV last night. Russia has been playing in their newscast. They have pictures of her in the newscast saying that she believes that Americans should help Putin win and all of this. I mean, they're using her as propaganda.
Mm. Well, and she's apparently more than willing to be used.
JR Morning, more coming up.